what's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday to you and yours. Bay Ragney here with Totally Jim Radio Rocks, another special edition. And we got a new friend to welcome to everybody, to our world, your world, and make sure you say hello and give him a shout and tell him you're totally driven. The one and only Derek Davis, lead singer of the band Babylon AD. You might remember him from a couple MTV hits from back in the day. You know, The Hammer Swings Down, Bang Goes the Bell. But he's got a new solo album out called Resonator Blues. Little change in direction for Derek. He went very, very, and I mean very bluesy on this album. And when I say a total change of direction, it's totally different. So don't be expecting anything like Babylon AD here. It's nothing hard rock. It's a true blues album, country album. It's got a little bit of rock, you know, sprinkled over top. Kind of like Jimmy's on a Sunday. But you check it out. It's a really amazing album. So, I'm not the biggest fan of blues or country, but I totally enjoyed it. You can get into it. It's got some cool videos, and we're going to play this, one of the singles off the album as well at the end of the interview. So, without further ado, here he is, the one and only Derek Davis. And give him like a minute or two in the beginning of the interview, because he was actually in a restaurant and it was really hard to hear him. And then he got into a place, quiet place, and we were able to really sit and talk. So here he is. Derek Davis. Is this the normal number, Mr. Derek Davis?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? It looks like you're having a party.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, man. You're breaking up.
You sound like you're having a party over there.
Yeah, I'm at a restaurant here. This is the only place I can find you and hang out real quick. I'm getting kind of noisy all of a sudden. It's 12 o'clock.
So, the new album, it's out, man. Are you excited? Resonator Blues.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing, like, I instantly thought of, like, when I was listening to this, like, you know, this is kind of, I guess, like a new direction for you, the blues. Do you get kind of nervous with your longtime fans? Like, they might, like, turn against you?
No, I didn't really worry about that at all. I'm going to try to find a better place to talk. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find a better place. Well, this is not any good either. How about here?
That sounds better. Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah. I didn't really worry about that too much. You know, I did a solo album about a year and a half ago, and that was really really received really well by everybody and critics and different people and stuff like that. So I just kind of did whatever I felt like doing, you know, and it's a lot more fun than being pigeonholed.
Right. Do you think, like, it's also, too, like, now with this day and age of music, like, you have the freedom to do that now? Like, even if you go back maybe, like, 15 years, it would be harder just to be, like, you know, open up and create what you want, whether it's, you know, the different styles you've done in your solo career?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that more people are open to freedom of expression, and, you know, when it comes to writing music nowadays, and
right.
Especially since there's so many people doing it themselves. You know, releasing records without a record label, you know, there's more, a lot of different types of sounds, a lot of different types of music, you know. So, like I said before, just pigeonholed into one type of music, you know, the hair band or whatever, you know, you can just basically kind of do whatever you want. And I kind of think that people are more open-minded now, you know?
Sure. Absolutely. Now, do you think, like, you're still out on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, on the West Coast, here over.
I was kind of surprised. Like, I thought you would have, like, migrated to Nashville with everybody else.
No, man, Nashville is beautiful and everything, but now I'm a California guy, you know. I'm staying here.
Now, I saw, too, like, I guess one of the – I don't know if it was the first single, was Sweet Cream Cadillac.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love not only the tune, but the video as well. It was just a great freaking a combination of stuff with the old footage and everything.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun making that video. It was really, really cool.
That's awesome. Now, the latest one is Mississippi Mud, and you know, to me, it just got like that big sound and dance along chorus. It's just it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, that one's kind of like Allman Brothers meets Lynyrd Skynyrd or something at Muddy Waters House, you know, or
right.
BB King type of thing. You know, a lot of slide guitar though, but yeah, it's a lot different than Sweet Cream Cadillac and a lot different than most of the songs in the album. But that was a really fun song to record and make. You know, I had that one in my pocket for quite a long time, so for it to come out finally and get some recognition and shoot a video for it was really pretty cool.
That's cool. Now, when you went into like work on this, did you have these songs, like some of the songs already, or was this like you started fresh and just focused?
Yeah,
on
I did. I had, you know, when I first started writing it, I just wrote like Sweet Dream Cadillac, and then I wrote a song called Prison Train and Jesus Set Me Free. And so then I started going back to my catalog saying, well, what songs can kind of fit this idea here? And I said, well, let's see, I had Mississippi Mud for a while, and I had, Red Hot Lover and a couple other ones, you know, for a while in my pocket. And so I kind of put the album together around that. And then I did Death Letter by Son House and It Hurts Me Too by Elmer James, and kind of pushed it together into a more like a blues rock type of thing, so that all the songs would, you know, have some kind of cohesiveness to
right.
run together.
Now, were you always like a big fan of the blues, or is this something that you got into recently, or?
No, you know, when I was younger, I really didn't even like the blues at all, to be honest with you. Most of the blues players that I see around the Bay Area and stuff were, you know, white guys with ponytails, and they were just, you know, just playing their dun-dun-dun-dun type of stuff that everybody
right,
does,
right.
you know. And so I thought that was the blues, you know. And it wasn't until I started playing with a band called Moonshine that one of the guitar players, Buzzy James, he plays slide guitar like Dwayne Allman, you know. So I was pretty mesmerized by that, and I said to myself, man, I want to learn how to play like that, you know. So I kind of took off from there. So I really didn't even start playing blues guitar or thinking about it really till like the probably mid-90s, you know.
Wow. So this is probably something like you've had like in the back of your mind then since the mid-90s to do an album like this.
Yeah, I wanted to do the soul album first, you know, so I did that, and then the Moonshine album I did that one at Eddie Van Halen's house, so that was pretty cool, and that had a really great sound, you know, and really great players on it. Michael Anthony played on it, and Jane Child, and it was a great album, you know, but it really didn't make a dent anywhere because nobody ever really heard it, you know, just thrown out there without no record label or anything like that. So when I started writing this album, some of the songs, you know, I kind of said to myself, you know, I'm gonna put a little bit more effort into this one, you know, actually get a little bit of promotion and publicity and marketing on it and stuff like that, and see where this can go, you know.
Nice.
So the soul album was first, you know, I did that a couple of years ago, but I always wanted to do this one too. And then my next album, I think, is gonna be an acoustic album, you know, based on what I'm writing anyways, but. I never know until I start recording, you know.
I was gonna say, for like for the next album, what kind of direction you're gonna go with musically for that one?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I mean, I could keep on going with the blues if I want to. I probably got 3 or 4 songs in my pocket like that, but I think I've got about 10 songs that are more acoustic style type of tunes that I might do something like that. You know, I'm just trying to do something a little bit different and. Not be pigeonholed into doing the same thing over and over and over again, you know?
Sure. Now, are you the type of person that's like always writing?
Yeah, I'm constantly writing. I got tons of songs. I've got a lot of songs already recorded and mixed and ready to go. But it's kind of like you got to find a spot for them. You know, some of them are pop songs. Some of them are real heavy rock songs. Some of them are keyboard orientated, you know?
Right.
And like the last few months, I've been writing a lot of acoustic stuff. So whenever I get enough, then I'll figure out exactly what direction I want to go. And then I'm also writing the Babylon AD. You know, we're going to make a new record coming out probably next year. So that's the hard rock part, you know.
Is there ever times that when you're like writing these songs where you think to yourself, like, you know, maybe this could be a Derek Davis song, maybe this could be a Babylon AD something, you know what I mean? Like, there's like a like that fine line that it could end up going either way.
Yeah, all the time. Anytime I write like a rock type of song, I'll run it past the guys, you know, and they'll basically say, yeah, man, we got to do this one. Or, you know, or if they don't want to do it, then I'll say, well, maybe I'll put that one in a Derek Davis rock album, you know, sooner or later or something. But yeah, I mean, there's a couple songs that we're going to do that I wrote recently that Babylon AD is going to do, just because they're like, well, this song is, you know, it's great or whatever, you know, in their minds. So, yeah, so anytime I do the hard rock stuff, you know, it usually falls into a Babylon AD kind of wheelhouse, you know.
Right. Cool. Now when, like, what's the plan for you now for the rest of the year? I mean, are you going to be doing a lot of live shows to promote the album, or?
Yeah, I'm doing quite a bit of shows, you know, about 3 to 5 shows a month. I just got back from Denver last week and did some shows there. So, yeah, I'm doing a lot of shows on the record, and I've got a band around the record, you know, called the Hardcore Resonators. And Jamie, my drummer that plays in Babylon AD, he plays with me in that band. And it's a really cool band. You know, it's a blues, soul-based type of band, totally different than Babylon AD. But at the same time, I'm working with Babylon AD, writing material and, you know, getting ready for that. That'll probably come out late next year, a new album for Babylon AD, too. So I'm always busy, man.
You can't stop, man. You got to keep going in this day and age.
Yeah, I got to. You know, I don't know why, but it's just in my blood. You know, it's just what I like to do. It's fun.
You know, there was something too that stood out to me when I was reading your bio, and I just love the fact that you put this up in the bio, and it says, to sum it all up, Davis has made hell of an American blues album. In a day and age where it seems music is made by computers and programmers that have sucked the life out of the music today, it's great to find a hidden gem that can and will stand the test of time. Vinyl, anyone? And I love the fact that you just put it out there. I mean, it's the truth. Like, how the computers and the programs and all that just is sucking the life out of you.
Yeah, that's kind of like the way I felt even when I was recording the record. I just can't stand that sterile kind of environment, sounding stuff, the drum machines and all that kind of stuff, and just, you know, the auto-tune on your voice and things like that. I try to make records that are real and sound like they did in the 70s and early 80s and 60s and stuff, you know, when it's big, fast,
right,
1-2-inch tape. You know, it's hard to get that kind of sound nowadays with everything being digital, but, you know, you can do it in your performance, you know, and using less amount of compression and limiters and stuff like that, you know, and let the instruments breathe a little, you know.
Absolutely. That's cool. Yeah, I love the fact that you just kind of called out the music business on it. I was like, good for you.
Sure. Well, it's kind of where you feel after a while, you know. Music is, it's a business, you know, but at the same time, you know, it sucks it the way that it really has to be, you know, kind of stifles a lot of it, artistic expression, you know, I think anyways, you know.
Absolutely. So now where should we send everybody to get the album? What's the best place for everybody to go to?
Well, pretty much the album is available worldwide anywhere, you know, iTunes, Amazon, Google, it's even at Kmart stores now, so... They can just basically put in my name, Derek Davis, and put Resonator Blues, and it'll pop up basically anywhere where good music is sold.
That's a beautiful thing. And all over, what's the website, DerekDavisMusic.com?
Yeah, that's my website, DerekDavisMusic.com, and of course the Facebook is Derek Davis Music Facebook, or Facebook Derek Davis, something like that, music. Well, it's all pretty. I've tried to keep it all connected so that they could just put in Derek Davis Music and they'd land on a page wherever they, you know, wherever they went on the internet.
Yeah, you got to make it simple for people sometimes. In this.
Yeah, I got to make it simple for myself too.
Oh man, well, dude, this is awesome talking to you. Congrats on the album. It's I'm loving it, and I can't wait to hear more. I want to hear the acoustic one now.
I'm sorry, was that?
I said I want to hear the acoustic one now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, you know, That one, I mean, really, I'm really debating if I should just throw that one out there like in about 6 months or so, because it's basically almost all done, you know. But at the same time, I don't know. I guess you have this blues thing plays out first, you know. I think that the next video is going to be Death Letter, and then after that I have Jesus Set Me Free is going to be the single in the video. So I'm going to see how far I can ride this record, you know.
Yeah, man, absolutely, dude. There are a lot of tunes on there. Let it breathe. Let people soak it in and enjoy it. And
yeah, I think that it has a lot of different variety. It's all blues based, but it has a lot of different, you know, Americana, folk, you know, Southern rock, you know, slide guitar, harmonica, piano. So it's got a lot of different facets to it than most albums do, you know.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you're doing more videos too. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I've got five videos altogether for the album. It's about the only way it can really help promote nowadays, you know. It's not too hard to make a video like it used to be. We used to spend $150,000 on a video. Now you can spend about $3,000 or $4,000 and be good, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. I love that fact. Like, sometimes I talk to some bands and they're like, they still had that mindset that it costs, you know, that $150,000 to do a video, and they like refuse to do videos. I'm just like, well, no, do a video.
Yeah, that's 20 videos of that.
Right, right, exactly.
Technology.
Well, Derek, right. Well, dude, thanks for doing this, man. Congrats again on the album, and we're gonna send everybody over to get this Resonator Blues. People find
it. Cool, man. I appreciate that. Thanks. Thanks, and good talking to you.
Absolutely, man. Take care. And you know, maybe you will end up in Nashville at some point.
Maybe. Oh, maybe. You never know, man. Maybe I'll write a country album next.
There you go. All right, man. Take care, dude. It's great talking to you.
All right, brother. Good talking to you.
Bye.
Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Welcome back to Generity Rocks. Bay Ragney here, and there he is, Derek Davis with Sweet Cream Cadillac. Check it out. Like I said, there's some videos for a few songs up there on YouTube. That's one of them, and that's the reason I picked that one, because I'm a car guy, and I just totally dig car stuff and car shows and car videos and cartoons and car music, the whole thing. But a lot of cool old Cadillac footage in that video, a lot of vintage footage. So check it out. He's also got videos from Mississippi Mud and Resonator Blues. Just check it out. Give it a watch. Give it a listen. Just check out the whole album. You won't be disappointed. And give him a shout. Mr. Derek Davis, tell him you're totally driven. And how about us? Give us a shout, too. Tell us you're totally driven. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or myself, Bay Ragney. And give us a like, give us a love, give us a follow, give us a shout. Let us know you're out there. And how about that? Until next time, which is tomorrow night. Totally Driven. Hey, we're going the next two nights. We got Totally Driven Radio Rocks tomorrow night with the band Bad Blood. And then Thursday night, we'll be live for 3 hours. And our guest will be Gabrielle Stone, actress, now author. So tune in every night. Look for us, like I said, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Like us, love us, follow us. Get those links. Until next time, stay driven, everybody.